The RNIB annual report has now been published, and I'm joined by Matt Stringer, the charity's chief exec, to talk a little bit about the highlights, and we'll tell you how you can have a look at the report yourself. Matt, thank you very much for joining us. So the annual report itself, something which charities produce each year, so it really gives a bit of an overview of, I suppose, the services, the finances, the whole charity performance.
Yeah, it is, but it's a document organisations, charities have to produce. You know, it comes at the end of the annual audit, and it gives the story of the year on all those things you mentioned, what we've been doing, you know, our successes, our challenges, a financial overview, you know, which is pretty important, you know, very heavily audited. So it's an important document that we have to do from a governance perspective. But I think increasingly it's a document that organisations can see as a very positive opportunity to sort of sell the story, the narrative, what the charity's been doing, and really try and get across to the readers of it what the charity is all about. You know, it isn't just a dry two-dimensional record of what's happened in the charity. It is also a platform to really try and project and promote what the organisation's been doing.
So not just facts and figures and charts, there's a lot more to it, a lot more in-depth on things that have been going on, projects-wise, finances-wise, and so on.
There's elements from Anna and myself, we know that Anna Tara, the chair, and me, gives sort of overview from the chair and the CEO's perspective. And then there's a whole list of summary in the narrative at the front of the report that talks to our operations, talks to our campaigns, talks to our sort of policy positions, talking to the increasing sort of political engagement we've been able to bring to bear around a number of things that we've been working on for some time. But I think this report is for the last financial year, you know, before the German election. So it talks to sort of financial year 23-24. But I think within that, the work we're doing around accessible voting, around travel and transport, and it led into the ticket office closure campaign at the start of last year. So I think those things are really important. We've been doing a lot of work around employment, you know, working with corporate partners on a variety of things, both employment opportunities, you know, getting them to sign up to Visit Better Employer Standards, working with us on areas of mutual interest around campaigns, for example. So, you know, I think there's really interesting stuff in there for people to find in the first half of it, which I think talk to the sort of increasing confidence and ambition of the organisation.
And in terms of the finances, people sort of get a real look at, you know, what the charity is using its money for, its income, its expenditure as well. So, you know, a very open document in that way too.
Yeah, it has to be. Clearly it's audited and you've got to sort of show warts and all. And then that's the second half of it, goes into a lot of detail on the granular finances. You know, that's only right. I think people need to understand who, you know, give us money. You know, we're massively indebted to all those people that leave us funds or help us raise money, you know, about where that money goes. We've got to try and justify that, account for it, and show that the organisation is managing the finances well, not only in terms of maintaining liquidity and we're a going concern, but I think really convincing people that we're spending the money wisely and they can sort of see where it's going. I think, Alan, one of the things that, you know, we're keen to do, as I say, is use this document to try and sort of promote and tell a story about what the RNIB is doing. I think organisations are increasingly looking to different sort of media to do that. You know, clearly if you go back 10-20 years, people were issuing a sort of physical, you know, dry report. You know, now it's digital and online, but increasingly, you know, there's different ways to get the story across, using new application, using dashboards to show information, using interactive materials, videos and audio. And so I think increasingly, you know, you'll see the RNIB and other organizations, and we've talked about this, you know, for next year, really moving the dial on to make it a much more engaging, interactive report, as opposed to it just being a sort of dry report, which the word suggests, you know, which it really isn't. As I say, I think it's a great opportunity for the organization to tell a really good story. And I think part of that is trying to use the different channels and different sort of applications we can to make it as accessible as possible and get people engaged with it. So watch this space for next year.
Indeed. If you'd like to take a look at the report, do have a look at the website. It's rnib.org.uk. Matt, thank you very much for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
No, my pleasure, Alan. Thanks for having me.